Both grandfather and grandmother Bocock were exceedingly gentle people, quiet-mannered and thoughtful, with a certain Presbyterian fatalism in their outlook on life. They loved their headstrong daughter-in-law and came on long visits to Richmond at Christmas time and during spring and summer vacations. Periodically, during the 1930s, Bessie and Freddie were sent alone on the train to visit their grandparents. Father was a regional general counsel to the Southern Railway, so they traveled on the Southern, even though it did not have tracks through Richmond's Main Street station, nor through Athens. They boarded the Southern Pullman car at a freight siding in Chaco Bottom. Freddie remembers that Mother would pin tags to their coat lapels, saying who they were, where they were going, and what they were doing, written in large, clear letters in green ink. Mother tended to write identifying tags such as these in discursive style. In addition to the bare-bones information of names, addresses, and telephone numbers, a reader of the tag would also be told, for instance, that even though the children were young, they should be expected to carry their own bags, or that the little girl should be reminded not to talk at the top of her voice, but to use modulated tones, etc., etc. On pain of death, these tags were to stay where they had been pinned. The wearer came to feel real sympathy for Hester Prynne. Mother's writing was so large that the tag could be read from yards away. When she herself was at her busiest, she would pin her own notes to herself on her sweater upside down so that a quick glance downward would tell her where she was to be next. Bessie and Freddie would be delivered personally into the hands of the train conductor, whose responsibility it was at 5 a.m. the next morning to get them up and put them off at a small town near Athens where the train made a whistle stop. Beau would drive out to meet them. They did this successfully several times. Then, on one trip, when Bessie was about 9 years old and Freddie about seven, the train made an unscheduled stop in the pre-dawn darkness, and the conductor, thinking it was the usual whistle-stop town, put them off. "We weren't scared," Freddie later told me, "because we were together. We were just amazed to be standing there with our handbags in a cornfield." Following the disappearing train, the children walked down the railroad tracks in the direction of some lights. They came into a small crossroads village, but nobody was up. While they were standing around waiting for people to wake up, a paperboy came by and took them to a telephone. They called Grandmother Bocock, who was able to relay a message to Beau, who was apoplectic after having been told by the conductor that he had already disembarked the Bocock children. The incident probably took several years off of the lives of the elder Bococks and Beau, who for at least a few sinking moments had to have been convinced that the children had been kidnapped or murdered. But Mother's reaction, when she heard of it, was probably that it was just the kind of satisfying adventure with a good ending that would help build Bessie's and Freddie's sense of independence and initiative.